Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from right here inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are you today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just getting all these notifications that we are live.
It has been a busy day administratively here for us, Bub. Very busy.
Yep.
You've been back there tapping out emails. I've been up in the front office because Ms. Robin's not here for a few days, and we've just been going back and forth, man. It's been insane.
Yeah, man. A lot of strong stuff going on here. We have a lot of good work that's getting ready to roll out of the BEM headquarters. So much stuff that's going on getting us ready for SEMA of 17. Huge things going on there. A lot of big sponsors backing behind what we're doing out there. So we've got full force. I mean, we are running wide open throttle here to get these rides built, ready, designed, packaged, product shipments, stuff coming in out of the States, overseas, custom built, CNC, water jets, everything you can imagine. We've got one-off stuff coming that's going to set us on the map this year at SEMA.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Amazing place over there. Go to Miss Outlaw's Facebook page. A lot of great sales. 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Monkey in Paradise, Bub. Monkey in Paradise is the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits Double Gold winner. And Monkey in Paradise, Bub,
they remind you, drink responsibly.
Remind you to please drink responsibly. Yes, that's correct. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. This month is July 30th, 9 to 12, at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. That's where it's going to be.
Yep.
Morning to the rest of the Lion crew. Jeff from Morpheus, Jesse from Morpheus, DNA Surface Concepts. Oh, my God. DD8 Motorsports, Bub. You know, Torque Auto Storage, all the guys out there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, everybody out there.
A lot of good stuff, man.
A lot of good stuff. But big announcement yesterday, the 2016 Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Camaro, which is the world's first stock block 600 horsepower Mustang.
You mean the Mustang?
Yes.
What are you talking about? It's a 2017.
2017. I'm sorry, Bub.
It's a Mustang, not a Camaro.
They made a...
This guy.
We were, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team was at Homestead International Raceway this weekend. The Shelby team was there this weekend. There was a special request put out for the Shelby team by the Shelby team to bring forth the Mustang. So we drove 2 hours up from Boynton, picked up the Mustang, got it delivered back down there. It was on display in front of the Shelby booth. The Shelby people now want the car out in California, but we have a slight conflict, Bob.
Yeah, man, that car is getting built right now for SEMA.
That car is now being built for SEMA.
So the struggle is real, dude.
Yes.
There's no way it's going to happen.
That's
so
correct.
As much as that car needs to
That's
get out
correct.
On tour, there's just absolutely zero way possible that we're going to be able to make every event between now and SEMA.
That's correct.
Because this thing is in full production, getting built and ready to go off to SEMA 17. Which dick bag is behind me?
No. Go ahead. Finish it up. Finish it up. I'll be right back.
No, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. Man, so I'll tell you what. We have a lot of hard work going on here. We've got, literally, as I mentioned earlier, we've got custom cut wheels and tires coming through this thing. Wide body kit.
Giovanna?
Yes.
Extreme Dimensions.
We have, let's see here, what else do we have coming? Turbonetics. Everybody has seen this car released as it just was in Simi Valley, California on June, it was released there in June with the very first Turbonetics 2.3-liter EcoBoost drop-in turbocharger assembly. Guys, you can do this at your house with basic skill set, knowledge, and tools as long as you have...
Do not try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Bub is one of the top three in the world. Trust me.
I'm trying to talk about how easy the system bolts on is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
In terms of its drop-in capability. Man, if you blow your motor, that's on you,
bro. That's right. That's
blow your motor responsibly. Boost responsibly. There it is.
Boost responsibly.
So let me tell you, man. That was the very first one that's ever been built straight from Turbonetics in California to us here in South Florida. We put it on the car and then immediately had it tuned, sent back out to California for them to unveil this car, unveil that turbocharger. Now we've got something even bigger, better, and stronger, better looking, by the way, coming in right before SEMA. So if you guys want to see that turbo, you're going to have to come to SEMA, Las Vegas.
We received notification yesterday, Bub, as we were leaving the gym at about 5 o'clock, which would have been 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock Pacific Coast time,
yep.
From Reggie at Turbonetics. With the booth number and the announcement that the
24125.
24125 is the booth we'll be in, ladies and gentlemen. That the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics.
Was there somebody back here dicking around or something?
Yes.
Come on.
A client walked in. The Bubs Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang will be on display for the world to see. It's got everyone's attention right now, Bub. We're talking about old school cool meets modern technology a little bit, Bub. This is a 67 Corvette. You're just now wrapping up. It's getting ready to go back to the Mitchell Collection. We've had it for an extended period of time. You're on the last step of it. Let's talk about what you guys are doing now.
Yeah, so right now, this 67 Corvette, this is a C2 series for all you Corvette lovers out there. I'm sure you already knew that. All these Corvette lovers, man, these guys are purists, dude. If you talk to a Corvette lover, man, they know how to read the VINs. They know how to tell about the paint code, the condition, where they're supposed to be overspray, frame numbers that are supposed to be painted upside down. I'm talking NCRS stuff here, right? This car is one that is a very high client of ours, really good client, super great guy. And it's one of his collection. His collection is very, very rare, very iconic, by the way, too. Everything from really rare Fossil Vegas to pro touring built rides, all modern technology, but very clean and classy on the outside, interior, whatever. This one here is actually his most loved, truly. It's a 67 Corvette, complete numbers matching, 327, automatic transmission, factory power steering, factory air conditioned car. So a super rare option as it was. Wasn't a big block, wasn't a 4-speed, so it didn't have that rarity to it. Which would have put the car in the north of $300,000-$500,000 at the right day, right market. This one is a really nice car that is just every option possible to go out and just drive and cruise this thing. But it didn't have all of the best of technologies. It still had point style ignition on it. It still had a heat risen style carburetor assembly, the factory quadrajet. So it still had a bunch of older crap to it between the ignition, the fuel delivery system. Everything from the braking system, although it had four-wheel disc, it didn't have power. So it was still kind of a tough car to drive, to start, to warm up, adjustments all the time with the points, every couple months adjusting things there. And it had a lot of your basic stuff, just the leaks, the seals have gone wrong since 1967, where we at 50 years old now. So, you're working with something that is, it needs to be updated. But because this is such a rare, not rare like 427 rare, but rare in the fact that it has a lot of factory options, really nice car, and it's the fastback style, which everybody loved that setup. This is a solid window, not a split window like the 63s. That was a big iconic one for a lot of people. This car, we wanted to make it more enjoyable for our client. So we did do a power brake upgrade on this car, so it's very smooth on the pedal now. This is a very mild motor. It's a factory built motor, so it has a lot of vacuum to it, so touching the brake pedal is super smooth and easy. Everything from new brake lines to resealing the entire motor with all of today's Felpro one-piece blue gaskets, which is a neoprene. It's a one-piece. There's not four separate pieces to make one entire diameter, where you always get leaks no matter how well you are with doing it. So we've got new gaskets on this thing that doesn't leak a drip anymore. We've upgraded to an electronic choke carburetor assembly, a 600 CFM, so it's perfect for the size of this motor. Very mild still, but great for around town, fuel economy, a little bit of performance once those secondaries open up. And then we complemented that with a full Pertronix electronic ignition that fits inside all of the factory chrome housings. So it still retains that factory appearance, but has all of the Pertronix electronic ignition. So it runs very nice, starts super easy. And just, it's a beautiful car now to get in, go out, drive, power brakes, power steering, air conditioning, easy starting, great throttle response, great handling characteristics to it. So it's just, how much more could you ask for?
Not much, Bob. And that's
I just didn't stop talking, by the way.
That's okay. You just let it go. Man. Larry Williams out there loves the tech sessions, so that's okay, too. So, Larry, this is one of those cars where you bring all the modern technology into old-school, cool, Bubba style. It's a very cool thing. But the car will run very well. It'll be a very, very pleasant vehicle to drive, by the way, bringing the owner a lot of happy, happy smiles and miles.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. I mean, this is by no means a show winner. It's not. This is a car that most people consider them, 20-footers or 30-footers. I mean, keep in mind, this is the factory paint on this car.
Factory lacquer paint.
So you're literally seeing, you see naturally in fiberglass paint jobs, especially guys like Larry, who's very familiar with it in the industry, other builders and fans, factory paints on fiberglass cars, you get a lot of webbing, a lot of cracking underneath of the paint. Not necessarily the paint that's cracking, but you can see it kind of from the bottom side flaring up. And that's exactly what this car has. So it looks really good from far away, 20, 30 feet. It looks great, beautiful car. No damage, no dents, broken fiberglass anywhere, but it's just ready for that next set of upgrades. If you wanted to turn this car from, I'd say, a daily driver that looks really good, really enjoyable, into a show quality NCRS piece, it has a long way to go before it being NCRS. I'm talking in terms of interior, paint and body, the chroming, all the factory markings, the color codes, everything.
Well, Bud, one of the things that people don't understand is the NCRS cars are very, very highly treasured, and a lot of people are out there doing them. Mm-hmm. This client wants to drive his car, so he's not so worried about that NCRS qualification on the car.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, it's just, this is perfect for a daily driver. It's going to be great, it'll be reliable, it'll be easy for him to use. You know, and it's not a $200,000 car, face it. It's not one that he's going to have to worry like his other Pro Touring builds we've done for him. They're north of six figures, every one of them is. Yeah. They're all modern, they're all fuel injected, they're all power brakes, power steering, air conditioning, audio systems, leather, all kinds of madness in these cars that make you feel like you're getting into a brand new Cadillac, Ferrari, Bentley. They all have that quality to them. But they're cars you don't want to take out every day, regardless of how much money you may have, because you don't want them damaged. You know, you don't want rock chips on the front. You kind of cherish that car a little bit more, where this one is, he loves this car the most because of not only its historical side, but also how strong and smooth this car does perform for him. You can get in, turn the key, and just go enjoy it, man. If you want to park it at the beach and somebody accidentally scratches the car, okay, it's fine. It kind of needed paint anyways.
Yep. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Old school cool and Bubba come together again as one. It's a perfect example. Bubba, I know you're going to finish up on this brake installation.
Yep.
And then we're going to take this and put it back in the Mitchell collection in his warehouse down the street, and we're going to bring the Fossil Vega in for some work it needs as well. This is a very touristy, but the residents here leave during the warmer months and come back during the cooler months.
By the way, it's really hot right now.
It's really hot right now.
Like 102 2 days ago when I picked up the Jeep from the stadium, 102 degrees on the dash.
No air conditioning.
Pretty hot. No, it has AC, but it was freaking hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
That's part of the beauty of South Florida. It's a wonderful, wonderful paradise.
Yep.
It's very tropical. It's very warm. It's very cozy. We've had a little bit of rain the last couple of days, but it's really, really nice. Well,
yep.
It's doing well. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Modern technology versus meets old school cool. That's this episode.
That's it.
I'm going to wrap it up. Until tomorrow.
But wait, stay tuned to go from a complete C2 to a C7 Corvette in the next couple days.
Oh.
We've got a serious power package. We're going to lay down about 800 horsepower at the rear tires of a brand new C7.
Yes,
so
that's
you guys
correct.
Stay tuned. Those parts are on delivery and on way right now.
It's going to be a great one. A lot of fun, Bob.
Yep.
Another amazing build. It's a ProCharge build from you. And we'll be bringing that to you live. Bub, till tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you Bubba's Exotic by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. And Miss Outlaw Boutique. MS Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique Facebook page is up and running. 561-660-6695. TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Biggest, the world's largest, Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. That's this July 30th, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. And by Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is a social vodka, and they remind you to drink responsibly. Reach out to start, touch somebody's life in a very positive manner every day. If somebody has holes in their shoes, please put a pair of shoes on them. If they're hungry, please feed them. If their door is open, are there packages in their hand, they need their door open, please help them get that door open. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style, shall we?